From an organizational standpoint, personal standpoint, how long was this summer, and not necessarily just length of days, but just because of how everything kind of ended last year?
Yeah, it was, yeah, not what we expected, obviously, when the playoffs started, but, you know, at the same time, we've been through it all. You know, we've been to the finals, we've been knocked out of the first round, we missed playoff runs, so, you know, it gave us an opportunity to, you know, work on things in off the ice and, you know, be ready for the start. You know, we can't change what happened. We can only learn from it and take it with us going into the season.
Were there many times over the summer where your thoughts would just kind of creep back to what happened in April?
Well, you know, it's been, like I said, it's been a long time, and, you know, you can't change. You know, I do what I always do in the summer. You know, you look at what you did good. You look at what you can improve on as an individual and as a team. So, you know, it wasn't really too much of going back and, you know, and focusing on what happened. We know what happened. We lost 4 straight games, and, you know, we're not happy about that. So, you know, we're excited. New season, so we can't go back, and we're happy it's a new season coming up.
What's the first day of training camp like for you when you guys finally get going?
No, it's good. It's a long day. You know, first group here. I think we're here at 7:30, and, you know, did all the testing and, you know, did all the other stuff, and, you know, had this meeting now at 12:30. So, you know, a long first day, which it always is, but it's always great to see all the guys and, you know, see the younger guys, and it's a big group and a lot of guys. So it's always fun to have this first day, but I'm pretty sure everyone is excited about, you know, stepping on the ice tomorrow and, go have some fun and work hard.
What are the emotions, I guess, around kind of finally being here and this season finally being underway? I guess maybe it's underway tomorrow when you hit the ice.
But. Yeah, it's always fun. You know, this is, you know, what you wait for during the summer, and what you work for in the summer is to finally get started again. And, you know, we're an excited group. We're obviously not happy with the way things ended last year, but you know, this year it's a new team that's going to step on the ice, you know, first game of the season. It's going to be, you know, what our you know, expectations are, obviously, you know, very high, and but we can't look too far ahead. We've got to stay in the moment, and we got to make sure that we have a good training camp, good exhibition games, and get ready for the season to start.
When you look at who is here, the new people coming in, and you guys haven't obviously played anything yet, but how do you see what this team can or will be different with some of the same and some of the new guys in a different group?
Yeah, we, you know, obviously lost some guys that have been here for a long time, and that's always tough, but, you know, we got some new guys coming in that's, you know, obviously established in this league and, you know, had great success in other teams. And, you know, we're just looking forward to, you know, seeing them in a Bolts uniform and, you know, starting tomorrow, first day of training camp. You know, it's always, everyone is super excited. And, you know, especially for the guys that having their first ever training camp are going to be very excited. So, you know, we're just very happy about the additions to the team. You know, sad to see the guys go from last year, but that's how the business side goes sometimes. And, you know, we just can focus on the team that we have. And, you know, big part of the core is still here. So we just got to, you know, make sure that we take it another step and, you know, make sure that we, the ones that lead by example starting tomorrow.
You've had a lot of success as a team in the playoffs and the regular season with the identity you've had, pushing the pace, puck possession, you know, obviously scoring a lot of goals. You guys mentioned in the meeting today, you got to talk about being better defensively, the more commitment that way from everybody on the ice. How different do you think you guys need to be or can be in terms of whether it's a system or just more overall the way you guys play to take the next step in that?
Yeah, game? You know, we're a high-scoring team, but, you know, on the other hand, we, you know, without the basket last year, you never know. So, you know, that's obviously a point of emphasis from our group and from the coaching staff. You know, we got to play better defensively, and that's not, you know, that's off the rush, that's in zone, you know, eliminating grade A chances against. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we're paying more attention to playing team defense. You know, we're still going to get our opportunities, we're still going to get our looks. So we just gotta make sure that we are more focused on playing good defensively, because that's gonna help you in the long run. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we're gonna see, you know, a lot of focus on that in training camp and during the exhibition games, and you know, hopefully, or it will have to, you know, translate into the regular season.
What was your reaction to the Shattenkirk signing, and what do you feel like he can bring to the blue line?
Well, Shad has been, you know, one of the top offensive defensemen in the league. You know, the last few years, you know, with the injuries and everything, it's been tough for him. But, you know, we're very happy that he's here. And, you know, he's a great player, great guy. And, you know, we're super excited to see him in action. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to him. Him and Schenner, obviously, you know, two righties that can play, you know, a lot of minutes, you know, a little bit different styles, but both guys are, you know, for their age, very, very experienced on this level. So, you know, I'm super excited to see those guys in training camp.
Okay, just one more, like, Braden Point's contract situation. He's not here. He's obviously a big part of this team. How hard is it to not have him here from the start, and can it be a distraction?
No distraction. We've, you know, everything has its take its time, and you know, we've been through these situations before, so you know, other teams has as well. So we're just gonna have to, you know, let that take its time, and you know, see what happens. But you know, we're obviously hoping to see him here sooner than later. But you know, it's a situation that's you know, obviously not everyone's go through, but you know, it has to take its time, and I'm sure both sides want to be done. You know, pretty soon, but you know, that's not up to me, I'm afraid. But we'll see what happens.
All right, Nikita, good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Victor.